It will take another meeting before the July 1st rate increase is set in stone, but the Assembly is unlikely to back down. That's because the preliminary vote on the new rates came just a few agenda items after another big financial decision, and this one is final. Assembly members unanimously agreed to borrow up to $45 million in bonds to fund the Blue Lake project.
This is sort of like the part at the wedding where they say, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Matt Donahoe was among those who testified before the vote.
If there was any way to hold off on this and just survive with surcharges for a couple of years until additional funding climate is better, God, I wish you guys would do that, because I don't see any money coming out of this legislature.
The city has asked state lawmakers for $43 million. The request was made shortly after the city learned construction of the Blue Lake Dam expansion would cost nearly twice what outside engineers had estimated. But with Sitka's senator no longer seated on the Finance Committee, there's not a lot of optimism that the legislature will write the big check. Officially, the decision to borrow more money and the decision to advance the electric rate hikes were two separate agenda items, but the two are woven together, and when Sitka resident Valerie Nelson got up to testify about the additional bonds, her primary concern was with residents' electric bills.
People are hurting now, especially the ones that can't control the amount of electricity they consume, and you've already generated an extra $600-some thousand a year by adding that $15 surcharge on. So people that can't afford to stay will make exit plans.
Still, there were members of the public to support the bonds.
Good evening. My name's Andrew Tomes.
He says it's a trade-off.
I think it's very unfortunate that the rates are going to go up, but if we think about the issue long-term, if we didn't build this project and didn't expand our hydroelectric facility, our rates would go up much more because we would have to pay for electricity using diesel generation.
Tomes is also executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society. The organization has been a big proponent of Sitka's two hydro projects at Blue Lake and Green Lake, and has long promoted them as an environmentally safe form of hydropower. That is in contrast to some projects in the lower 48, which harmed salmon runs on major rivers in the Pacific Northwest especially. Federal policy does not consider hydropower a renewable resource, and because of that, Tomes suggested that the energy focused on protesting higher electric rates to the Assembly might be better aimed at federal and state lawmakers.
Along with the rate increase, we need to be advocating to our elected officials that they give the support for these types of projects, and that we continue to advocate to the state government not to cut corporate oil taxes, but to invest in renewable energy facilities in our community like this Blue Lake Hydro project.
Utility Director Christopher Bruton expressed the same frustration with Washington, D.C.
Department of Energy budget last year budgeted $3.8 billion for renewable energy projects for this country. $25 million was identified for hydro. That's a travesty.
Bruton says he hears the concerns of people who are worried about increasing bills, and future studies of how Sitka does its utility rates will take those into account. But he also repeatedly told the Assembly that, in his opinion, the Blue Lake Dam expansion is a worthwhile investment, one that would cost a lot up front, but save on expensive diesel fuel into the future. The city burned more than 1 million gallons of diesel last year to supplement Blue Lake and Green Lake's hydro projects. An extra charge was tacked onto bills to help pay down the cost of fuel, which brings us back to Matt Donahoe's statement from the beginning of this story. Now remember, he said Sitka should hold off and let residents pay a diesel surcharge, at least until it seems likelier that Sitka will get more funding for the project. Bruton said his staff has explored that idea.
We are looking at everything we can to do to reduce costs on the project, and we have absolutely no reason to believe that by delaying it, we'd do anything other than increase the overall cost of the project.
Assembly members acknowledged they have little choice but to move forward. The Blue Lake project has been in the works for the better part of a decade now. The city has spent millions of dollars already, and every day, crews travel up to Blue Lake Road to dig and blast and build. It is not going to get any cheaper, city officials say. And so for now, it's full speed ahead toward either a big check from the state, millions more in borrowed dollars, or a combination of both. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.